KB4CBA Mobile.
Believe a word of it. KN4VWA. How you doing, Dave?
We're Dougie Dougie Z.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Chad. Chandler, I'm sorry. You don't believe a word of it, huh? Well, that's okay.
We home from tennis?
Here, picking up supper at Texas Roadhouse to go.
Stupid idiot just went through the Lowe's parking lot, and he was so loud, I'm sitting here with my motor running, and the window's up with the air conditioning on, and I still couldn't hear you over that stupid set of exhaust he's got on that truck, a diesel, so loud. So repeat that for me, please.
Oh, me. I said, yeah, I've been to Lowe's twice today. It's a zoo. I'm sitting here in Texas Roadhouse parking lot waiting on pick up my food, which is coming right now.
Behave yourself.
My wife out, and I'm doing what I'm told, Chandler, so, hey, I am behaving. She's bought another plant or something or other for me to plant and dig a hole for her, so why don't you come on over and help me dig a hole, Dave? TBA, did I lose you?
Back in there, I was talking to the girl that was bringing the food, Indy race car driver comes flying through the parking lot and blows the horn at me. Oh God, people are just crazy. Get behind the wheel, it's like they put their brain in neutral or something. I don't get it. But anyway, so what are you up to besides going to the Lowe's or sitting in the Lowe's parking lot?
Well, you listen to this too. I ordered myself a 2 meter 440 Yagi today, and it's a 10 element, and I can't remember how long the boom is. I think it's about 6 feet, but anyhow, it should be here in about Wednesday.
I'm jealous. Go ahead, Chandler.
Steve, there's no telling how much trouble you're going to cause with that jacket.
I abide by the rules and the social etiquette of the ham radio system.
Okay. I forgive you, say that.
I was talking to Phil earlier, and he said that you used to have a 2 meter beam and you used to talk to Columbia on a regular basis.
I had a 56 foot tower and had a 15 element Cushcraft, 2 meter beam, and FM, and yeah, I could hit the Columbia repeater. We lived up on Huntsbridge Road, right there, top of the hill, and I was in a good spot too. And so, anywho, and I left all that stuff just sitting there like an idiot. You know, I was just too tired to mess with it, and. There was a lot going on then. It's a long story.
And you left a 56-foot tower behind?
That is a long story. Left the rotor control, and I had a 2 meter vertical on the very top. And I use that for, to listen, and then if I needed the beam, I'd turn the beam and switch to it. If I, wasn't, getting into a repeater very well or something. And then I had a had an HF rig, but I didn't have any, I didn't have an antenna for it, and but it had 6 meters on it, so I had a 6 meter antenna, but the radio was a Linko DX70 or something like that, and it had a hum on 6 meters, so I don't know if it had a hum on HF too. Who knows? Oh, Lord. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
About a year. Y'all have a good evening. I'm in the garage, and Mama's waiting on supper. KB4CPA.
I'll talk to you soon, Dave. You take it easy, buddy. And you have a good Easter. If I don't get to talk to you before Easter, you have a good one. So Chandler, what have you got planned for Easter?
Not a thing.
My wife and I are going to get up early and go to the early service at church. And once we do that, we're going to get back and start cooking dinner, and we got all of our family coming over.
That sounds good. I just don't think my family has plans this year.
Well, you know, most people don't do it every year, so anyhow, I think we've got, we're going to have a total of about 10.
That sounds good. Now, don't you be causing no chaos and making a mess on Easter.
What a plan. Here comes my wife with a big old plant I got to put in the truck, so let me bail out of here, bud. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
73 speed, KO4, WWD. Hope to talk to you again soon.